Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's your girl, Drea K, back with another episode. How have you guys been doing? I have a testimony. I got a testimony, but I'm not going to share it right now because we'll be here all day. And this ain't the message, okay? This ain't in my notes. That's not in my notes. I first wanted to speak to you all, you know, I wanted to speak and, you know, just introduce myself, you know, in case you are new. Hello. This is the Living in Pursuit podcast. We just go off on a whim sometimes. You know, the Lord has me in my apartment right now and he don't be speaking to me until he wants to speak to me to say something. So when that time comes, I just do what it do. Okay. I don't even be planning what I be wanting to say or planning what I say on these episodes. Okay. So if you're new, you know, it's just a heads up. That's what we do over here. But I at least wanted to speak to y'all and, you know, just be cordial and be, you know, respectful at least before I said what thus said the Lord told me to say. So hello, I hope you're doing well. Today's Monday. Tomorrow is October 1st. God started speaking to me about Rosh Hashanah. Okay, now that I'm thinking about it, October 1st is tomorrow. God started speaking to me about Rosh Hashanah, and trust me, I don't know a darn thing about Rosh Hashanah, okay? But he started talking to me about that a couple of days ago. So for some of y'all, look for God to do something October 2nd through the 4th. I don't know what the Lord is doing, but he highlighted those dates to me, okay? So today's episode is basically about God reminding me of what he gave me last year, July 16th, 2023, to be exact. It might have even been a few days before that date on the 16th, but around that time, God started speaking to me about a great encounter. And a great encounter, I probably uploaded the episode, your assignment is shifting, or your assignment just shifted. I spoke about it a little bit in that episode. So after this one, okay, don't be all impulsive now, but after this episode, go back and listen to that one. But basically today, I woke up this morning, I sat down at my computer, didn't really know what the Lord wanted to, you know, have me do for today. I knew I had to do just a little bit of work that I had already planned to do. So I did that, sent some emails out, did all of that. But all day today, I just felt this peace. I really didn't feel the need to do or pursue anything. But God literally started speaking to me, I want to say an hour ago. It's 6 o'clock. It's 6:15 p.m., by the way. So God started speaking to me and started reminding me of my assignment shifting. Now, I did watch a video this morning, Jordan's journey. The Lord has been having me on her videos. I believe I spoke about one of her videos the other day, or a few podcast episodes ago. But Jordan's journey, she has another video up. I think it's her latest one, and it basically talks about like your, basically in the same realm, your assignment is shifting, or what she say? Hold on, let me go. Oh, you have an unusual calling, and some of us do. God started reminding me of what he began to tell me a year ago. The great encounter is an encounter that unbelievers are about to have that is going to wake them up. basically they're going to be in whatever, in homosexuality, they're going to be in lust, they're going to be in these lifestyles that do not glorify God, they are going to be in darkness coming into light, right? They are going to be out in the world and they're going to come into a right relationship with Christ. And as this is happening, God has been preparing us to not only get out of our flesh, but learn how to operate in the fruit of the Spirit, right? By his grace. And he has been changing our minds. He has been changing, you know, the way we speak to people, the way we govern ourselves, right? A lot of addictions that we have had, God has severed it. My God, that's a testimony. God has severed it. A lot of toxic relationships, God has severed it. A lot of things that we used to do in the past, God has severed it. And it's so funny that prayer is literally a weapon that we do not look at as a weapon. I have been praying and praying about that for the last year or so, right? And so as God is going to bring these people out of darkness and into the light, because you, the believer, has the light, has a light. We know Jesus Christ is the light, but Jesus Christ on the inside of you carries a light. You have a light, right? He calls us to be, the word calls us to be a light in the world, a light on top of a hill that cannot be hidden, right? What that's in Matthew 5, don't quote me. It's in Matthew or something. It's in the Gospels. And it basically talks about us being the light, us being the salt of the earth, right? So when these people come out of darkness, they are going to come into light and God is going to use you as that light. He's going to use his light that he placed on the inside of you to shine in their lives. A lot of us are going to become disciples. Okay. A lot of our husbands are in darkness. A lot of our friends, coworkers, whatever the case may be, a lot of clients are in darkness and they are about to come into this light. It's so funny that I am about to go live in my coaching group in the 21-day breakthrough challenge, which we are finishing up this week. I have a light on me right now, literally like a light. I can't make this stuff up. So when God brings them out of their darkness, they are going to start looking for discipleship. They're going to start wanting to learn about the Bible. They're going to start wanting to learn about how to live this life that is pleasing to God, how to live this life in the Spirit, right? And so Jesus, I'm getting something here. I can't make this up, y'all. This is so unorthodox. This is so random. God just be speaking and speaking and speaking to me as he focuses my mind on the things of Christ. Like when he wants to use me, I just have to be available, y'all. I can be in the shower. I can be in traffic. I can be eating my dinner. I can be watching a movie. Here he come, interrupting and disrupting stuff. But it's okay, Lord, we available. I said yes to you, so I'm not gonna complain. So a lot of you all's businesses are going to have to pivot. A lot of what you are doing now is going to have to pivot. And if this applies to you, if God has been speaking to you about this, then this should act as a confirmation. If he has not been speaking to you about this, then, you know, just listen. Okay? Because don't be taking nothing that I said and saying, well, you know, Drea K said, No, that ain't what we about to do. Okay? But for some of you, a lot of your business structure, your business entity, a lot of the ways in which you used to operate, whether that is spiritually as well, is going to have to change. Like, God is about to release this thing. God is about, I don't know what this thing is to you, but a lot of his promises, he's about to release that to us. But there has to be a pivot. There has to be room to receive. So a lot of the things that God told you to give up, a lot of the things that he told you to stop doing, a lot of the things in your business that he tells you to do that does not make sense, just do it. If he's telling you to pivot, if he's telling you, hey, I want you to start focusing on this, I want you to begin working on this, then do it. Don't even ask no questions. Don't try to make sense of it. Just understand there is a great encounter happening in this earth. I put also in that message, your assignment is shifting, or your assignment just shifted. I also spoke about, and y'all, I literally just went back and watched that video. It's on my YouTube as well. And there was a part in there where I had prophesied and said, there are about to be, mind you, this was a year ago. Okay. I literally said, there is about to be a lot of stuff going on in culture where a lot of scandals are about to take place. A lot of lies and all kinds of things are about to start happening, right? Mind you, this was a year ago. What's going on in culture right now? Okay. So the Lord don't be lying. All right. Like, we prophesy in part, but ultimately he's the one that brings everything to light, right? So he spoke to me about that a year ago. Now, a year later, things that were said in that episode are literally coming to pass. And I believe that because it's a year later, it's about to happen sooner than we think. It's about to like take place. Like, whatever God has said to you a year ago, examine the fruit of that. Examine where you are right now. Examine what is taking place. Examine what has happened over this last year. Examine what you like, what you are feeling and experiencing in the spirit right now, right? As for me, you all know my situation. I'm literally at home, full-time entrepreneurship, whatever the case may be. Everything that I have been trying to do, it has not been working, because God literally just gave me so much clarity and confirmation today that there needs to be a pivot. There has to be a pivot. What used to work is not working anymore. I'm not using that anymore. I'm going to use this, right? I'm going to be glorified through this. Everything that I said, everything I prophesied to you, all of the promises that I said to you then, they're going to start happening now. So a lot of our, if this is for you, a lot of our business structure is going to have to change. If you were operating as a corporation or an LLC, this great encounter is going to probably have to cause you to change up some things in your operations, or change up your entity in a whole, as a whole, to begin catering to a whole new clientele. Your audience is changing. If you've been around the Living in Pursuit podcast, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, I'm thinking 4 years ago when I first started this podcast, I think season 2, there's an episode in there where I was talking about your target audience is about to change. So the people that you used to minister to, the people that you used to get, like your clientele, the people that used to watch your videos, the type of people that used to buy your courses and everything like that, that's not your target anymore. Your new target is going to be the lost sheep of the world. Your new target is going to be needing discipleship. They're going to need the word of God. They're going to need services and resources that will help them get out of the darkness completely. Some of them are going to need jobs. Some of them are going to be ex-prisoners. It is so funny that I went to church yesterday and my dad had preached for the first. This man is retired. He's still preaching. He retired, right? 3 years ago, but he got called to preach yesterday. They were having a prison ministry program. And y'all know we've been talking about prison ministry a little bit in the Jeffrey Dahmer series, in the Jeffrey Dahmer episode. My God. But yesterday, Sunday, I was at church and my dad was literally preaching on coming into Christ and becoming a new creation in Christ. My God, literally the name of the sermon was "Never Mind What I Used to Be, Look at Me Now," right? And some of those people that were in this program, that were in the actual service, the prison ministry service, they were ex-prisoners. And they were sitting like literally rows behind me and my family. And they were literally sitting there getting the word. They were opening up their Bibles. They were literally in church, right? And Jesus, it is so funny that my dad, he also got called back into the National Baptist Convention to help them create a prison ministry, help them re-implement a prison ministry program into the National Baptist Convention, right? And y'all, the way God just giving this to me right now as I'm trying to do this episode is wild. So for some of you all, God may be calling you back into something that you previously did or that you once did. Maybe God is reminding you of something that he maybe told you a year ago or 2 years ago, right? Like, that's a part of the vision. That is a part of the plan. All you have to do is write it down and wait until he creates an opportunity for that need. Okay? There are a lot of people that are going to start looking for Jesus, like the real Jesus, not the TikTok Jesus that, you know, everybody should be playing with, like not the Jesus that some of these ministers and false prophets and pastors are proclaiming, but like Jesus, like the real Jesus in the word, in the Bible that does not change, right? So you are going to have to be available to whatever God is telling you to do. That may be opening up a nonprofit. That may be doing something out of your norm, out of the ordinary, right? But just understand that his purpose is to draw all men to himself. He is literally giving people an opportunity to change and turn from their wicked ways. Even us, we are not exempt. But for those who have never met Christ, for those who have never been to church, for those who did not grow up in a community or grow up in a family that believed in God or went to church or whatever the case may be, God is specifically using us to draw them in. He's using us to be the fishermen of men, as he did his disciples. God has been showing me Luke 9 and Matthew 10, I believe, which it's the same story, but just in a different perspective. But it's literally Jesus sends out the 12. Hello, you are about to be sent out into your assignment, into this new level of influence, into the thing that you were created to do. Some of you are going into ministry. It doesn't necessarily have to be a pulpit, but some of you are going to be able to work with people who are disenfranchised, people who are just now learning about God for the first time, right? So how you present yourself is going to have to be a direct representation of God. That's why I feel like God has given us the opportunity to get it right. A second chance, if you will. Wasn't that the other episode? But that's why there has been so much warfare. That is why we have been only focusing on, oh, I'm only receiving this warfare because the promise is on the way, or because somebody prophesied to me about the promise. God gave me a promise. So all of this warfare has been happening. Yes, but think about what that promise is. Think about what that promise is. That promise is directly tied to your purpose. That promise is directly tied to God getting the glory. That promise has everything to do with your career, your life as a believer, discipleship, bringing people closer to God, sharing your faith, sharing your testimony, sharing your story. That promise is connected to all of that. We've just been blind to the benefits of that promise. We've been looking at, oh, well, when I get married, I'm gonna be married and I'm not gonna have to be single anymore. Yeah, but when you also get married, y'all two are going to have to go into industries and territories and fight demons. Lord, I'm not prepared. Yes, I am. But your marriage is going to be a representation of Christ, meaning it's not just going to be about the wedding or the fact that you have a ring on your finger. Like, this ring on your finger, this marriage symbolizes God's glory and Christ, but it also signals red flags to the devil. Okay. The devil is literally trying to get you to focus on how this promise will benefit you so that you make it an idol. when really God is shifting our focus into looking at this promise as a piece to the puzzle. Because Jesus, for some of you all, some of the things that God gave you to steward over, some of the pieces of the puzzle, the pieces of your vision cannot come to life until you are married. Okay. If that's for you, that's for you. But don't take this in and say Drea told you that. But for some of us, the vision that God has given us requires a husband. It requires a partner, a life partner, to help that vision come to life. Some of you all's husbands are Boazes, meaning these men have resources that you will never be able to have, or resources that you do not have currently. They have influence that you do not have currently. And it is directly tied to what God wants to do on the earth. You cannot do that alone, which goes back to Luke 9. Let me go back and make sure this is the verse before I. Luke chapter 9. Hold on. I got my. Yeah, sends out the 12. 2 by 2. Like, for some of you, you are not going to go into this promise. You are not going to go into entrepreneurship. You are not going to go into the promised land alone. Okay. So, whatever outlet that God is calling you to steward over, whether that be a podcast, whether that be your YouTube channel, whether that be, you know, your business, whatever, that is going to require you to have to do some changes. It's going to require some tweaks. It's going to require you to change some things up so that you can cater to these lost sheep. Like, some of your businesses have only catered to a specific audience, but God may be wanting you to switch up some things, or switch up in how you talk, switch up in how you behave, switch up, because some of your employees are going to be non-believers. Some of your crew members, some of your business partners, like some of your resources that God is going to use to help the vision come to life, they are not going to look the way you think they're going to look. They're not going to act the way you think they're going to act. God is going to specifically be using you, the light, to bring these people or influence these people to come out of darkness. So your thinking, your behaving, your emotional stability is going to have to be filtered through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. There is going to be great leadership required. It's going to have to cause you to lean on God more than ever, because there are just some things that you're not going to be able to say in your flesh. Like, for some of us, there is going to be only one opportunity that we get to be a light in these people's lives. Think about when you were an unbeliever. Did you tolerate offense? Did you tolerate people speaking to you crazy? Did you tolerate people, you know, coming at you crazy? They're not either. And we may have to humble ourselves and cater to the needs of people who are not as spiritually mature as us, or people who do not have the full knowledge of Christ and how to operate in the way he wants us to operate on this earth. So suck it up. Get over it. Have your little tantrum, have your fit. You know, God is cleaning up house spiritually, mentally, emotionally, financially, business-wise. God is making some changes around here. So your obedience is required, but your willingness, like your heart posture, is requiring a shift. This morning, as I was sitting down with God, I really just felt like he was placing a desire on the inside of my heart to serve people. And whatever way he wants me to do that, I just feel like a servant's heart is required right now. Like, we have to die to ourselves. We have to die to our flesh and what our flesh wants. And we have to begin catering to the needs of the Spirit. We have to be willing to cater to the needs of the kingdom. What spiritual gift, what talent, what skill set, what mindset? How do I need to show up for this? What is required for this in order for God to complete the work that he started? Are you willing to give up what was for what is? Are you willing to change your heart posture? Are you willing to serve God in this capacity, whatever new capacity he's showing you? A change has got to come. Ain't that a song? A change has come. God is switching it up on us, and it's okay, because I can't wait to tell y'all my testimony. Cause I got a testimony. Let me stop. All I'm gonna say is God does not lie. He prepares the way for you. And that's another thing. When God, we have to understand that when God prepares a path, when God goes before you, he already knows what you need. Like, some of y'all need to go back and read Luke chapter, what this is, chapter 12, around the verses of 27 through, what is this, 27 through 34. But when God prepares the way for you and he tells you, hey, I need you to quit your job. I'm speaking to me. Hey, I need you to quit your job. I'm not going to really give you the details of how you're going to make your money. I'm not going to give you the details of how you're going to be able to pay your bills. Just trust me. Okay, doesn't sound right, but all right, I'm going to just follow you. I'm going to express the gift of faith that you've given me. So I'm just going to do that, but I might worry a little bit. Hence me a couple of days ago, worrying, stressing, crying. Lord, how is this going to happen? How is this going to get done? Do y'all know he had already prepared the way? He already provided the need. I'm over here crying, stressed out. He already had it worked out. My God, this is the type of God we serve. I love Jesus. I really do. I hope this episode was encouraging to you all. I pray that you get in alignment with what God is doing right now. I know you are waiting on the promise to come. I know you are waiting for the promise to arrive. I know you are waiting to go into the promised land. But my God, I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my spirit. I feel like the things that we have been praying for is finally coming to pass. It's finally coming to fruition. And that, my friends, needs a celebration. So I love you all. Make sure you go back and listen to, or you can go on my YouTube channel, Drea K TV, and watch the episode, Your Assignment Just Shifted. It is speaking to now. It was given to me a year ago, but God is literally bringing that thing back around. So make sure you go back and listen to that. And I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.